Rising above the Mohawk River, the Colony landfill is running out of space. The town of Colony, along with operator Capital Region Landfills, Inc., is seeking permits from the New York State Department of Environmental Conservation to expand the landfill by 132 acres. But neighboring communities think the plan stinks. Waterford Town Supervisor Jack Lawler spoke at a press conference beside the river on Tuesday.
This is a matter of protecting the ecology that we have, safeguarding this beautiful river that we're all next to right here, and making sure that generations to come will be able to come out of Lock 6, enjoy this beautiful scenery without being exposed to 12 million tons of new garbage on their immediate left, towering an additional 100 feet above the mountain of garbage that's already there.
Lawler takes issue with specifics in the proposal to expand the landfill. He says if additional trash is piled on top of what's already there, it could lead to contaminants getting into the river.
So our question was, what is the plan to deal with that? And there was no plan to deal with that. It's not even remotely addressed in the application.
Waterford and neighboring Half Moon, which share views of the towering landfill, have undertaken their own engineering efforts. They're pressuring DEC to reject Colony's request for a renewal of its operating permit. Half Moon supervisor Kevin Tollison believes there are alternatives to expanding the landfill. Besides bringing trash to a new location, he suggested technology could be employed to reduce volume by converting waste to energy.
We believe that this is the time for this landfill to close, and we ask DEC to do the right thing here and to make the right decisions.
Local officials and residents have requested a hearing to present their concerns to a judge. Environmental organization Riverkeeper is joining Waterford and Half Moon in building the case. Riverkeeper patrol boat captain John Lipscomb recently took samples from the Mohawk near the landfill site. The goal is to test for unregulated so-called emerging contaminants.
So, you know, the EPA has a list of regulated contaminants. Most of the contaminants that we use, most of the chemicals we use in our daily lives are not regulated. And so we're, by sampling for those, that suite of 200 additional products, we're complementing the work that's being done by the communities.
DEC does have monitoring equipment at the landfill site for both stormwater outfalls and underground wells, but the opponents want to see additional checks on potential contamination. Half Moon resident and engineer by trade, George Harris, believes there are outfalls that are not being monitored by the state.
We've documented 3 outfalls that flow directly from the landfill into the Mohawk River. Those are not part of the environmental monitoring program for the old landfill, and they're not part of the new landfill.
DEC said in a statement it is, quote, currently reviewing the permit application and will make a decision when its review is complete, end quote. The agency added in an email that it, quote, requires routine sampling of groundwater wells, both upgradient and downgradient of the landfill, for compounds typically found in landfill leachate. DEC will review any additional sampling data collected by other entities as part of our ongoing monitoring, end quote. DEC has collected comments from the public over the last several months. Colony Town Supervisor Paula Mahan says she welcomes comments from those concerned.
We're very open to any suggestions that DEC may have. If other adjoining communities have suggestions and ideas, we always welcome that.
For WAMC News, I'm Southern Adirondack Bureau Chief Lucas Willard.